Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted.
To law enforcement,
what was it like in the early days
of law enforcement and private investigators?
This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.
I am often asked about how law enforcement and private investigators pursue suspects and perpetrators online. They typically start with an investigative mindset by defining the objective of the investigation, noting an inventory of digital assets known, and then create what's known as a baseball card of the suspect or the perpetrators. That initial baseball card collects key items that are considered ground zero for any investigation. If we're investigating a person, for example, we may put in their age, marital status, circle of friends, whether or not they love the outdoors versus preferring creature comforts. If it's an organization being investigated, it could be things such as when was the organization founded? Who is the executive team that's leading this organization? The investigators will then leverage tools to search the person. But this goes much deeper than your favorite search engine, whether it's something like Google or Yahoo or DuckDuckGo. This may access things such as legal and property records to help build out that baseball card. In digital forensics, both law enforcement and private investigators may utilize digital forensics techniques to ensure that as part of the investigation, they collect, preserve, and analyze digital evidence. This may include retrieving data from open source intelligence as well as electronic devices, storage media, tablets, smartphones, and computers. A few other considerations when you think about how law enforcement and private investigators pursue suspects and perpetrators online. They may tap into OSINT, open source intelligence, which involves gathering information from publicly available sources. It may involve cyber surveillance, such as monitoring suspects' online activities that happen out in the open, using tools that may help investigators track the digital footprints and identify potential threats or criminal activities. It may also include, as part of the investigation, undercover operations, especially as it relates to law enforcement. And in this case, you may think about where in the past law enforcement has infiltrated online communities or groups associated with criminal activities. And then lastly, you'll have things like collaboration with tech companies, social media, internet service providers, again, on a law enforcement level that can help with identifying the specifics needed to issue a subpoena, a warrant, or some type of a legal request to get more digital information that's not readily available through tools and open source intelligence.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted. This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.